I don't know whether it's ever happened to you, but sometimes we go through seasons in our lives where nothing seems to be working. Everything we touch seems to go wrong. It's so easy to lose heart. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. It's great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take a look at failure from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about the Life Application Booklet, Three Things I Absolutely Must Do Before I Die. I'd love to send you a copy to help you lay hold of the life that Jesus came to give you. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. Have you ever been in a spot in life where everything you touch seems to fall apart? It's like nothing's working at the moment. At work and at home and in every corner of your life, things seem to be falling over and falling apart. You try this, it doesn't work. You try that, it doesn't work. And it feels like we're being attacked from every quarter. For goodness sake, what is going on? Why is everything falling apart? I don't know. I think we've all been through those seasons in our lives. Sometimes with hindsight, we can see the consequences of our bad decisions. But well, when you're in the thick of it, it's hard to see through that kind of fog. In the middle of it, it's so easy to lose heart. It is. So when we go through those times, well, what's it all about? Not everything we try in life is going to work out. Before I became a Christian, I prided myself in being pretty clever and pretty competent and sharp, and built this international consulting firm. And, you know, most of the time I got things right, but sometimes things didn't quite work out. So generally, I'd blame someone else. After I became a Christian, I looked at my gifts and abilities and started using them for God and listening to him and following down the paths I thought he was calling me down. But both before and after, there have been times where some things I've tried just didn't work out. I hired some people, the wrong people. Maybe I embarked on a strategy here or there that wasn't the right one. And then just when all that's going on, something else in another part of your life also turns to custard. And you stand back and you scratch your head and you think, I haven't been doing anything different. I wonder why this is happening. I mean, I'm trying my best. I can't work any harder. I can't do any better. Why is this happening? It's so easy to lose heart. You want to throw in the towel. Can I share with you my experience looking back on those times? Each time that that's happened to me, I can look back on it and say, you know something? God taught me something through that. It's amazing how we learn and grow and mature under adversity. Coal becomes a diamond under immense pressure and heat. You see, so often we expect that when we step out in faith, well, you know, I believe in God, and I believe he's calling me, and I believe this is his direction. You know the thing. And then when it turns out to be harder than we think, or something doesn't work, or it takes longer than we think, we lose heart. Let's get a revelation. When we step out for God, it's going to be hard. I look back on my last 4 years in the ministry here at Christianity Works, and I remember that kind of, you know, epiphany moment when I felt called to leave a pretty cushy consulting career, I have to tell you, to become involved here in the ministry. Yes, God is calling me, and yes, he made me to do this stuff. And in just 2.5 years, we've gone from no programs on air on any station to over 400 outlets in 80 countries with millions listening each week. Wow, that's successful. Well, that's a human perspective. What people don't see is the hard work and the trials and the uncertainty and the pain and the sacrifice that lies under that in being a disciple of Christ. What is it that whenever we step out in God's direction, we think, well, it should be easy? Jesus never promised that. In fact, he promised the opposite. He said, in this world, you will have tribulations. So now what I do is, when I'm confronting obstacles, when the things that I'm involved in aren't quite working the way I thought they would, when they're causing me pain, none of us likes to be there, right? You just never like to be in a situation where maybe someone's lording it over you, or it's unfair, or it hurts, or it just falls over for no reason, or something goes bad and it's because of something totally unrelated and it's not your fault. When I'm in those places, I say, okay, Lord, what are you trying to teach me today? Because that's how God teaches us. Everyone whom he loves, he disciplines. In fact, it even says in the New Testament, during the days of Jesus' life on the earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could have saved him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. Isn't that amazing? Jesus, the Son of God, the eternal Son who's existed since before time began for all time. In his life on earth, he went through tough times and he offered up petitions and loud cries, but he was heard. Why? Because of his reverent submission. In that garden in Gethsemane, when he was praying there on his own, he said, "Lord, if this cup of suffering can pass from me, let it do, but not my will, let your will be done." And sometimes that happens with us. Sometimes we're going through suffering that we can't understand. And we want to flap around and run around and say, "What's God doing?" And we lose heart. Jesus was heard because of his reverent submission. And although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And again, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured so much opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Jesus is the model. It was so brutally unfair that he had to come to this earth to die for you and for me. But he swallowed that. He didn't worry about the shame or the pain or anything else. And here, the writer of this book, Hebrews, is saying, look at Jesus, who endured so much opposition from sinful men for you and me, so that we won't grow weary and lose heart. Sometimes, when we go through these things, God is teaching us something about ourselves, or maybe we've headed in our own direction, or maybe we've ignored him. And don't be surprised when we run into roadblocks and consequences. Maybe God wants to deal with some attitudes of pride or misconceptions that everything that he calls us to do should be easy. And some days, you know, the devil's having a go. You know what I've noticed? Every time there's some breakthrough or something fantastic happens here in the Ministry of Christianity Works, the businesses of our board members get attacked left, right, and centre. The devil is alive and well. Do we enjoy this stuff when it's happening? Do you enjoy suffering? Do you enjoy when God takes his pruning shears out and prunes the dead wood off? I don't. We never enjoy that stuff. Do you think Jesus enjoyed being beaten to within an inch of his life and suffering and dying on the cross? No. But he did it, and he did it without complaining. And he learned obedience from what he suffered. Don't lose heart. God is in that place and he's teaching us something. We can't change the past, but we can change what we do from here on in. We can say, "Lord, what are you trying to teach me, and how do you want me to respond?" The quicker we get it, what he's up to, the quicker the pain's going to go away. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary or lose heart. That's it. That is where the rubber hits the road. We only get one crack at this life. And I don't know about you, but I'd like to make sure that mine counts for something. I want to make sure that the life that I lead and the life that you lead take us to the eternal destiny that we're all hoping for. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Three Things I Absolutely Must Do Before I Die, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you lay hold of the life, the eternal life, that Jesus came to bring. To request your copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it. Pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so please don't miss out. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.